Hadestown, a musical about a young couple's dark trip to the underworld, was the big winner Sunday night at the Tony Awards in New York City. The awards are given each year to Broadway productions, major plays put on in New York City. Hadestown won 8 Tonys, including the top prize for a musical. Aeneas Mitchell's musical is based on the ancient Greek story of Orpheus and Eurydice. The show also won a Best Director Award for Rachel Chavkin, the Supporting Actor Tony for Andre DeShields, and honors for orchestration, sound, and lighting design. Chavkin noted she was the only woman currently directing a Broadway musical. She called for a change in the theater world. "It is a failure of imagination," she told the audience. The Tony for Best Play went to The Ferryman, a work from British writer Jez Butterworth. It is about the life of a family in Northern Ireland during the religious violence there in the 1980s. Its director, Sam Mendes, also won a Tony for his work. Bryan Cranston, best known as a television actor, won his second Tony as the lead male in Network. The play is based on a movie of the same name released in 1976. Cranston dedicated his Tony Award to real reporters. Cranston said, "The media is not the enemy of the people." That is how American President Donald Trump has described several mainstream media groups. 87-year-old Elaine May won the Tony for her lead part in the play The Waverly Gallery. She was praised for her moving performance as a woman whose mental abilities are failing. The Tony for Best Actor in a Musical went to Santino Fontana for Tootsie, another hit show based on a movie. The film of the same name was released in 1982. Stephanie J. Block took home the Lead Actress Award, playing music star Cher in The Cher Show. Block thanked the goddess Cher and her legacy. The Boys in the Band, a humorous drama about a group of homosexuals at a birthday party, won Best Play Revival. The first version was produced in the late 1960s. The Supporting Musical Actress Tony went to Ally Stroker for a reimagining of the famous musical Oklahoma. The show also was honored with the Tony for Best Revival of a Musical. Stroker became the first actor performing in a wheelchair to win a Tony. Supporting Actress in a Play went to Celia Keenan Bulger for her work as young scout in To Kill a Mockingbird. And British actor Bertie Carvel won his first Tony for his part as media leader Rupert Murdoch in the play Ink. Finally, stage actor Rosemary Harris and playwright Terrence McNally were presented with special Tony Awards for Lifetime Achievement in Theater. I'm Katie Weaver.